Today's topic is going to be prayer, intention, and energy field healing. During this time of social distancing, it is a perfect time to focus on our interconnectedness. Everything in our world, seen and unseen, is energy, and it is vibrating at a particular frequency or wavelength. Given that everything is energy, that means that nothing exists in isolation. There is no separation. We are the living matrix. Dr. Valerie Hunt, professor of physiological science at UCLA, verified this interconnectedness using Kirlian or electrophotography that showed a person's biofield or energy field around them. This energy field moved into different patterns and frequencies in response to a person's thoughts and actions. Her study showed that a person's energy field is flowing at a certain vibrational frequency that changed based on their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, as well as changes in their external environment. She's not alone. The HeartMath Institute shared research that demonstrated that we can change our DNA vibrational frequency with our emotions that are a different vibrational frequency within our system. Emotions like anger, hate, and fear compressed the DNA molecule, while emotions of love, compassion, and joy expanded it. Therefore, the vibrational frequency of our emotions will have a direct impact on our physical body and our health. Dr. Hunt was the first to discover the relationship between changes in our biofield and our health. She determined that problems in the body actually start in the energy field. Physiological symptoms appear due to disturbances in our energy field. Since our thoughts and actions affect our DNA, and our DNA affects the world around us through the vibrational frequencies we emit, we can therefore conclude we affect each other through our vibrational frequency. Now is a perfect time for us to focus on the powerful effects of our vibrational field. It is time to channel our thoughts, wishes, and intentions into a dynamic force that can help ourselves, enhance the lives of others, and actively change the world. Through our thoughts, intentions, and prayers, we can elevate our own lives and the lives of others. We can raise our collective vibration from mere survival to a high vibration of awe. So how do we actively enhance our vibrational energy field and extend that energy prayer field out to boost the level of energy in others? Well, to answer that question, I'd like to share with you the four Tibetan extensions or four action steps depicted in James Redfield's must-read book, The Secret of Shambhala. I have held workshops and shared these four extensions with many patients over the years and have seen them change people's lives, improve their health, and their relationships. Let's first look at prayer and intention. Well, prayer, by definition, is a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God, Spirit, Creator. It is, at its root, simply paying attention to God. It is a conversation with God, Spirit, Creator. The purpose of a prayer is to connect with Spirit and create inner peace. Now, the intention, by definition, then, is a strong purpose or aim accompanied by determination to produce a desired result. It engages our will and opens us up to divine guidance. In the Bible, Mark chapter 11, 24, prayer and intent are merged. The statement is, "Therefore, I say to you, anything you pray for and ask, believe that you will receive it, and it will be done for you." Well, we can go on now to the first Tibetan extension or action step, which is to visualize and allow divine energy to flow into you constantly, enhancing your own energy field or prayer field or vibrational field. You can use the emotional feeling of love as a measure as to how expansive divine energy is flowing in and out of you. To help you expand your heart chakra, you can listen to my podcast, Meditation on Loving Kindness. Because when you focus on loving kindness and on the heart chakra and on love, we all feel that expansiveness, the weight lifted off of us, and we just feel lighter and more connected to life around us. So that is why you can use that as a barometer of how open to divine energy you are and how you're letting it flow in you and out of you. If you're having that feeling, then you're doing good. And if it's feeling a little contracted, you know, you have to get into your breath and in your gratitude and your love and your heart chakra and let it open up. Now, the second extension is to allow this extended prayer field to enhance the synchronistic flow in your life, to increase your state of alertness to intuition and coincidences, and most importantly, to expect your energy field to bring forth to you just the thoughts and events necessary for your best destiny to unfold. The third extension is to extend your prayer field out to boost the energy of others and to lift them into their own connection with the divine and into their own higher self intuition, guidance, and self-healing. The fourth extension is to detach from the outcome of events. Know there is something positive that can come from every situation. And remember the importance of anchoring and maintaining the outflow of your energy, even in fearful or emotional situations. Don't contract. See things as they are, but then refocus on how they could be. Go beyond expectations and thoughts dictated by past negative experiences. Stay in the now. Be present. So to summarize, visualize and allow divine energy to flow through you. Let this divine energy be your guide. Extend your energy field to help others and keep your energy field expansive. Remember, you can always sink into your breath, focus on your heart chakra, and send out love and gratitude with each exhale. I hope this gives you some immediate tools to help raise your own vibration, expand your energy field, and send this high frequency vibration to others. Remember, we are all connected. We are one living matrix. If you would like our support in helping you repair and expand your energy field, please contact us at Acunaut Wellness Center in Hendersonville, North Carolina at 828-974-7058. We are at www.acu-na.com, acuna.com. Blessings.